I mean, whoever is going to win, whether it's Trump or Kamala Harris, the new administration brings a higher focus on the African continent. You know, focus that will probably foster good governance, better partnership, whether they're economic or cultural, better trade. I think a focus that will not demean the relationship and the description of our country. I think that's what's key there.
So, Fatim, there are an estimated, 2.4 million foreign-born Africans in the United States. What do you think the political preference of the African diaspora is in the United States?
So, well, that's a good question. When I look, I mean, I can tell you what my preference is. I mean, from the diaspora point of view, I think you need to look at two things. You need to look at, you know, we live in this country. The result of the election will affect the climate in which we live. Whether this climate is favorable to immigrants, whether it's there's going to be some kind of divisiveness, whether community are going to be ostracized. We saw an example recently where Haitian immigrants were highlighted not in very positive terms. So we have to look, you know, I think that impact is important. But we also have to look at our day-to-day life. I mean, whether it affects our ability as immigrants here to obtain housing, small businesses, health insurance, reproductive rights, because, you know, this is the ability for children to get good education, etc. So that's a critical thing. And I think as a diaspora living here, if we look at those aspects, it will probably tilt us one way or the other. I understand that there'll be different views. I know people who are leaning one way or the other. Although most of the people I know are more, you know, have a tendency to be more Democrat than Republican.
How might the African in the diaspora be a catalyst for economic development in Africa?
I think there's been a movement of people actually going back to Africa, having lived abroad here, and having gone to school or, you know, have businesses and things like that. I've seen a lot of people going back and, you know, getting, you know, starting businesses and working there. So I think that's a good way to contribute. From here also, you know, fostering partnerships, doing, you know, working with students, you know, doing mentoring of people abroad also. So I think there's a number of ways this can happen from the diaspora. Being able actually to be an interface between the American here and there, being able to participate in decision making and being able to influence policies here also is important.
So basically you're saying, you know, the African in the diaspora can be influential in critical policy discussions.
By bringing their perspective and their expertise and the knowledge of the continent here and bringing a different point of view, I think that can be also very useful and helpful for the continent at large.
And lastly, Fatim, what are your expectations come next Tuesday, November 5th?
My expectation is I'm not sure what will happen. I think it's so close. And I think, you know, the role of the diaspora, you know, as you said earlier, I think there's 2.4 million people who are born, African-born. I mean, we are living in states like swing states, like Pennsylvania, like Michigan and Wisconsin, North Carolina. Although we are a small percentage, we represent a small percentage of vote counts, elections which are decided on a very small difference of voices, you know, we could make a big difference. It's important for us to vote next week and to push the outcome that we would like to see, whether it's Republican or Democratic.